My Amazon bestseller is now out and is a bestseller. My Amazon bestseller is out. The book I co-authored. I paid $1,000 to be part of that project. First it was exciting. There was also fear, am I good enough? Then a whole month where my attention was stolen by the topic of the book, the Entrepreneur Code, and every article I wrote, every conversation went to the topic. Entrepreneurship. Then I wrote 6 different article-length chapters, and discarded them all. Then the deadline came and I got no notification from the organizers. So I sent an email, when is the deadline? They answered, it's today, but you can get 2 more weeks. That is when I knew, that is when it hit me that I was taking this too seriously. So I submitted what I had, and said goodbye to any expectation that my $1,000, your $1,000, would bring me any joy, any satisfaction. The book is out. It is a bestseller on Amazon. Which means nothing. It is by manipulating the numbers. You just ask the 14 authors to email their peeps to buy the book. Am I asking you to buy the book right now? No. The book is listed on my author's page as probably the only thing I got out of this deal. And a lot of people search for my name on Amazon before they decide that I am legit. I had some learning. It is a business model for the person whose name is on the cover of the book, who collects the $1,000. He might word his model like this. I publish a series of books that have multiple authors. I decide on the topic, have the cover designed, announce the opportunity to become a best-selling author for a day to people who aren't. Post the book with a delayed publishing date on Amazon. I collect the money. Employ an editor, and wait. The editor puts the chapters written by the other authors together in Kindle format, and I sit pretty in the knowledge that each author will promote the book once it is out, or even before that. That is what creates the bestseller numbers. That is that. Not a bad gig if you can get it. About $700 for about 10 hours of work. And his track record of publishing Amazon bestsellers. I talk more about track record a little later. Kind of a letdown to me. Okay, done. No big deal. Now, what did I do here? I was using a technique you can call journaling, where my intention was to create clarity, and to pull to myself, take responsibility for what belongs to me. I gave myself access to power. My personal power. To see that I own what belongs to me. That I drive the car that is my life. And to see that if I do drive that life, then I can take it anywhere. At some point in the story I had an urge to blame. To call myself a victim of a scam. A con. But I got what I paid for. I paid to be published as part of a multi-author book that would be a bestseller on Amazon. It is a bestseller right now. And my name is listed there. Did I make a good deal? I don't think so. But was it worth going through the steps for my personal growth? Yes. Your most important asset is you. Who you know yourself as. It is not self-esteem. Self-esteem is based on nothing, not experience, not results. Self-esteem is purely a mind thing. People with high self-esteem are mostly non-producers. I have no self-esteem. I decide where to look, and where I have decided to look is my track record. Because track record is reality. It is also a predictor of future production. I now have a bunch of new coaching clients in the Hero program. Each and every one of them has their eyes on self-esteem, and completely miss the track record. Now, in my case, my track record is that I have been a result producer for about 65 years. With many mistakes, wrong steps, but no mistake invalidates the results, the production, the awards, the grades, the diplomas, the accomplishment. But what should someone do if they have few of those results, or maybe none of them? What would you suggest that they do? Do I hear you saying, start producing results, create a track record, no matter what age they are? Hell yeah. That is exactly what a good coach would say. So what is a result? A result is when you say, I'll do this and we'll complete it by this and this time. And when the this and this time comes, we see that you did complete what you said you would do. Do this enough time and you'll know yourself as a producer. And you can ramp up what you promise and deliver. And eventually S will get her own answer to her question, how do I get past my belief that I can't master anything that's profound? Mastery starts with doing something once, on an elementary level, maybe even badly. The issue we are working with after the DNA adjustment is responsibility. How to pull everything towards yourself that belongs to you. Then master that. Then go to the next level, and use the access you just created to see what's next? Or how do I use this newfound power to actually build something? Something worth building? That is another layer that you can take to mastery. Already when you are a complete beginner at this process, after a whole life of being a victim, being in effect, a blamer, a complainer, in a day or two of doing this you'll experience some clarity, some rise of power within. And although you don't know that you can, but you feel something akin to a lift in your low opinion of yourself, because you can and you are doing it. I was 30 years old when I first sat in the driver's seat of a car. Stick shift, of course. My parents warned me that with my lack of fast reflexes I should not drive lest I would kill people. But my boyfriend paid for my driver education at 30. I aced the written part of the exam, and I went to my first session with a driving teacher. I remember the feeling when I pressed the gas pedal and the car moved. Exhilaration. I even said, out loud, "I am doing this." At the end of that first session I popped the question to my teacher, "My parents warned me against driving. What do you think?" He said, "You were born to drive. You are one with the vehicle, you feel it." He said, "You'll be a great driver." I cried all the way to home. Cry of joy tinged with fear. Then I totaled my first car. Then I had several accidents. So you see, my track record wasn't very good. There were many things to master. The most important for me, with my Virgo nature, was to look before I leap. Or in terms of driving, to look and be present before I drive into an intersection. Being present and looking were the biggest missing for me. And I am still not at full mastery, 70% and 90% respectively. I had to make mistakes, expensive mistakes, to learn what were my weak points. If you look at the book project I started this article with, looking fully was still missing. At some point in my life I decided to create a rule for myself, not to bet the rent money, no matter how good the opportunity looks. So I didn't. I could afford to risk $1,000 and see no financial benefits from it. When you succeed, you celebrate. When you fail, you ponder. Tony Robbins says. So I pondered. The responsibility questions are a great roadmap to pondering and learning a lesson. And a great way to start taking yourself out of the rut you may find yourself. A rut emotionally, financially, professionally. A rut is a rut is a rut. I love the story of the donkey who used this to get out of the well. Here it is, the story. The donkey fell into a deep well. The peasant, the owner of the donkey, didn't see a way to get the donkey out of the well, so he decided to bury it instead. So he started to throw shovelful of dirt down the well. With every shovelful, the donkey stepped on the top of the dirt, and eventually he got out of the well. This is a great analogy of what you need to do. It is a process. Your beliefs may never change, but your track record will. The HERO program's main purpose, main job, main mission is to help build a track record. A foundation on which you can build something worth building. Profound or not. Something it is worth for you to build. I want for you what you want for yourself. And ultimately my job is to help you remove what is in the way. It is mostly a belief. That you are not good enough. Or that you can. Or that fear is a useful feeling that you need to obey. Or that results come from thinking not actions. Or that there is something or someone going to give you what you want. Just ask. Ugh. Become a hero that builds. Go get it at www.yourvibration.com/hero. I have room for 3 more clients. For now. There is a lot more handholding in the beginning. I give you a chance to add a DNA activation in the shopping cart. Ultimately without that, without your child genes being off, your permission gene being on, and your responsibility gene activated, your chances for results are a lot slimmer.